butterfly.
We're recording. You haven't even opened the gate yet.
It's the door. Bear with me. Oh, go away. I know I just walked through the front door. It went, you just walked through the front gate.
The camera just fingers. Yeah.
And I was like, I know. Over there.
Are we good to go?
We're going live, actually. The phone's thinking about going live. Now we're live.
We're live.
My phone has, like, think, are we going live?
We're
on not TikTok. I mean, we're recorded on Spotify.
We're recording.
I mean, on live.
We're live.
Live on.
Right. So, yeah. We're back again. Oh my god.
I can't believe it. Sorry. Like, it's almost the end of this month already.
I know.
It's like, oh my god.
What's even worse, next month, on the 2nd, I'm gonna be 23.
I'm only 23.
I know
you are. Oh yeah, because I'm like,
you're a few months older.
I'm a few months older than you.
Because you were born in what, January?
Wasn't it your friend Laura? She's opposite. She's older than. Is that a few months older than me? She did say, but I forgot because I don't.
I can't remember.
I have a brain which doesn't retain information very easily. It goes, oh, you are retaining it, but now you're just going to delete it.
And also, next month, I'm going to Scotland for the first time ever in my life.
So I just saw this really bright flash in the distance.
Okay.
And I was like, is that lightning?
Please let there not be a storm. I can't be good at this.
Power cut! Sorry.
Oh, stop.
I love power cuts. No, it's not. It's just a bogue alarm.
Ah.
I just saw this flash. I went, what's that flash? And I looked, went, oh, it's just a bogue alarm. We're fine. We're not going to get struck by lightning yet.
No.
No, the reason I love power cuts.
No, there doesn't need to be more power cuts.
It does.
No, there doesn't.
It does.
Why?
Because I enjoy power cuts. I can go to McDonald's.
You can't do shit. I'm sorry, I forgot you were on TikTok.
Yeah, that was your fault.
But still, you can't do anything.
I mean, you can play card games. Listen to music in the dark, which I've done.
Yeah, until your phone runs out of charge.
No, I had a really powerful torch, and I was just listening to music and, like, in the dark. Which was fine.
I wouldn't be able to do that.
I could. I could easily do that. But it's quite just fun, though. Mm. I mean, at least you weren't in, like, random forest where we had literally no water for 20 hours. Oh yeah, it was kind of, it wasn't funny, but the ladies, then you could just one bottle of liter of water.
Oh.
And she had a shower, because obviously the water cut turned off, so I like drilled into the thing and cursed the water main.
Yeah.
Because someone didn't read the, whatever you call it, map thing.
Mm.
Basically exploded the water main. Her husband wanted me a cup of tea. No, was it tea or coffee? Whatever. It was a drink.
Mm-hmm.
And she wanted the hot water. She wanted the water to wash her hair up. She had soap in it.
Mm-hmm.
And they were arguing.
Yeah.
At the opposite side of the tent.
Yeah.
So the husband got really fed up. Just got the water and just tipped it down her hair.
Ooh.
Like literally just like bucketed it down her hair. And we could see it because we were like opposite, like the other side of the tent. You just see the ball just going down, and she absolutely went ballistic. It was hilariously funny though.
Yeah. I mean, she got what she wanted.
Yeah. I mean, like a whole bottle worth of water.
Come on, Monty.
And like it was, and then when that happened, he obviously because they only live until like two bottles of water, and they had like a water bit left.
Mm.
And then like. Angle what went, we're projects that you know, that standard line thing they do that gets extra water bottles. However, nobody uses toilets because the toilets just absolutely just stink. People just like going to the loo, And when, and trying to flush, you know, like the loo doesn't work, the loo doesn't flush, there's no water. So basically the user just, it was so bad that it was like a gagging point.
Yeah.
So that was a nightmare because you literally, you're like, do I use the loo? I can't use the loo.
Yeah.
But it's interesting, it's not interesting, but it's like, it goes to pear shape. If you have no water or electricity, or water for that matter, that general thing would just go out the window.
Yeah. Yeah. But
I can cope with no electricity.
I can't.
I
can't. Not because of like, the thing is, I have ADHD, so I get bored very quickly. So, like, I'll probably start reading a book, but then I'll, like, finish it and, like, do something else, and then I'll want to do something that I wouldn't be able to do because electricity, and honestly, I'll just, you know, I'll just die.
I mean, we had a power cut.
Oh, I hit a fence.
No, I was looking at the dog.
No, Monty.
No, don't you dare bark, because that will...
Oh, for God's sake. Monty, the path is too slippery for this. Stop.
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 Yeah, so we had a power cut at midnight. No reason I knew, because I was watching a really good documentary.
Uh-huh.
And also, like, channels that I watch...
Monty, stop. Sorry, it's just his constant pulling is hurting my
back.
Yeah,
he does that with dogs.
No, his constant pulling is hurting my shoulders and my back. Stop.
Stop.
Oh, my goodness.
Leave the shadow.
This is why I don't like working on Tuesday. Because I know that I'm going to have to deal with this eventually. Oh. Anyway. Yeah, good thing.
So I was getting distracted. I had this song in my head. I was just kept on singing it. When I was doing it, I didn't realize I had the phone in my hand. So the camera was just doing this.
Why are you doing that with the camera?
I don't know. I had this song. And I was just like, oh, I've got a theme
You'll
to it.
You'll give people motion blur.
Oh, no, wait.
No, that's not. Don't record him.
I wasn't recording him. I was turning the camera away.
Oh.
I do like a good thunderstorm at night because you can see like in the distance.
Yeah.
However, it's not good for my epilepsy because it's like a flash.
Yeah,
and I'm like, oh no! Either I'm going to have a seizure or either I have a seizure or an ambulance is going to be called.
Yeah.
And I was like, thunderstorm, do you have to really kind of do that? And like, because my bed faces the window.
Yeah, that's not good.
There's like this constant flash, and I'm like, oh my god, this thunderstorm. However, my friend saw a thunderstorm over the sea, and it was apparently really cool.
Yeah.
But I don't live in the ocean, so. I mean, live in the ocean, don't live near ocean.
It is kind of cool. I have seen that before. Because my parents thought it'd be a good idea to do late fishing on the beach. So it started raining and we were like, okay, we'll deal with this. It got harder. Like, okay. Suddenly there was a thunderstorm and I was scared. Language. Like, it was terrifying.
And especially on day of 10. However, no, because isn't it intense? Isn't it something with plastics? Not plastic.
No.
Rubber insulates lighting. I don't know.
Yeah, however, most tents have metal parts.
So you basically staff both ways.
You're not meant to be in a tent during the fire.
But then was it like in summertime, you're like you're camping, or something, the thunderstorm rolls in.
Yeah, the best bet is to be in a car. Because they have like special, like, I think, do not take
my
word for
that.
Yeah, because
their tiles are insulated. I don't
however,
test that theory, like.
One time. So I was doing, I don't know if you heard of it, NCS, which was the National Citizen Service thing that we were offered to do with our school.
No.
I don't know if your school did it, no.
They probably didn't.
So I was doing that, and on one of the weeks is called Festival Week, when everyone stays in these big bell tents, and like, there's like,
And I guess loads of benches. It funded.
There was like a stage. It was funded. Great. One of the nights.
It funded.
We were in our tents. It started raining. Like, oh. It was the biggest thunderstorm I have ever heard in my life. And just for context, a bell tent has a massive freaking metal pole in the middle. And because it's circular, you got one person there, one person there, one person there. The pole's right in the middle.
Oh, no. You're stuffed both ways.
Yeah, I'm surprised. No, and for context, there's about 20 tents in the field.
So if it hit one of the tents, it would have gone both ways.
It would not have been very good. Thankfully, no one got hit. Also, I will say that the field was surrounded by trees as well. So we were in, like, the worst position we could be.
That's worse. When you're in a tent, you've got trees surrounding you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just bad luck.
Yeah, but we were fine.
Because metal poles attract lightning, because yeah. Lightning always wants to go.
Somehow, half
way.
The people, like, slept through it, and I have no idea how they did that.
How?
I don't know.
I've done it to one thunderstorm. Actually, no, a couple of thunderstorms, I think about it. Mm. I've done it to a couple. Well, we don't get a lot of thunderstorms in the UK that often.
No.
It's mostly in summer.
At least we don't hear. We are in the southeast.
I know, because the storm kind of just bypasses Otley. It's like, oh, we're not going to come here today. We just bypass you.
No, but like our region in the UK is apparently one of the warmest in the country.
It doesn't feel warmer.
It doesn't feel.
Does not feel warmer.
But it just puts into context how cold it is in the other regions. But they probably get more storms than we do.
Yeah, because it was sunny here. Mm. And we went to Yorkshire. It was sunny here, but it was rainy in Yorkshire.
Yes, that's how the weather works.
I know, but the
more you know.
Shut up.
But no, literally... But
I was wearing my shorts here, and then went to Yorkshire. I was like, oh, okay, this is a bad idea.
Yeah.
Mind you, I did like Yorkshire, but I'm like, because I'm like, no, I want to go back to Suffolk now.
Yeah.
I was like, I want to go to Suffolk. Mm. I don't know why, with me, it's like, I know my surroundings, I know I am in Suffolk.
Mm.
Yes, I probably explore the majority of the roads in Suffolk, but
it is really odd, because
that's Google Maps for you.
Mm. But like, when you go to different parts of the country, to other people, it look the same.
Yeah.
But we can almost, like, feel like it's different.
We know it's different.
I went to Kent last year. I went to Kent.
We know it's different.
It looked similar to Suffolk. However, it just felt different. Like, this is not home.
And
but it wasn't, like, a conscious,
thing. I
think
one person... there's a person in Yorkshire who we're at a pub, and very nice to know. Servant person, she didn't know where Suffolk was.
Yeah,
she didn't know where Ipswich was.
Yeah,
I think she knew where Norwich was, but she did not know Suffolk at all.
Mm. Yeah,
and she said, "Do you have like a passport to go to Suffolk?" I'm like, "No, you don't need a passport to go to Suffolk.
You just drive there. You're fine.
You're fine." But it was like it's almost like explaining another state to someone. Not like a state like in America, but it felt like that. Like
yeah, county.
County
is the word that we use.
Well, yeah, it's like it's almost like explaining, like oh, we're from Suffolk.
Yeah, like I'm really interested because
I won't live there because I just prefer Suffolk. I'm too attached.
I'm really curious because next month I go to Scotland, right? I wonder what it's going to be like as.
However, they do actually notice your accent if you come from Suffolk.
Yeah.
But they really go, oh, yeah, you're Suffolk. How do you know? Yeah. It's your accent gives it away. I was like, is it?
Is there an accent?
Accent for Suffolk? Apparently there was.
And again, I feel like my speech, like, thing me is kind of a mismatch of different... Because
I was in this pub and this guy goes, you speak Suffolk.
You speak Suffolk.
I was like, do I?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Do I?
I was so surprised. I was like, do I actually speak Suffolk? Because apparently I don't speak Suffolk.
I have no idea what I speak. Half the time it's gibberish.
Yes, it's blah, 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 blah. Could you remember where we went and we did Africa Alive?
Oh, my God.
In the little huts.
Okay.
So the sad thing is now is that house is now shut.
Yeah,
it's boarded up. But we had a ghost.
So bizarre.
Well, we didn't know it was haunted, but people downstairs.
Yeah. Just for context, for people watching, Africa Alive was a thing that a bunch of primary schools did with, was it Tier Fund?
Something Fund.
I feel like it was Tier Fund. It's a charity that works with a lot of schools and all that, and helps other countries.
I can remember when there was tea, the fire bell goes off and there's tea cooked.
Oh yeah!
You know, the fire bell went off and like, oh, tea's cooked, and people were like, is it fire? Ready. Is it fire drill? Is actual fire? No, it's just
ready.
It's just the kettle boiling. Why is it connected to the fire alarm?
But like,
I remember that.
But no, Africa Alive. No, not Africa Alive. African Adventure. That was it.
I was actually terrified when I went there.
Yeah, I didn't know anyone. Other than the people from my school.
I saw you right on the other side of the foot. He's like, who's that?
The people from my school didn't really like me much. So I was kind of on my own most of the time.
Yeah.
So.
It was weird because don't know how it happened, but I was with the popular people from the other primary schools.
Probably didn't talk at all because I was probably the most unpopular person from my school.
I saw you and someone went, I went, who's that person there? I said, it was Ray.
They would not have said Ray at that time.
No, Rachel would be like, oh, it's just Rachel. She keeps herself to herself. I'm like, okay, and then walked off.
Yeah. That's about right. That's about the right reaction.
I was going to say hello to you, but I was like, how do I meant to say this?
Honestly, I don't know how I would have reacted to anyone approaching.
The one thing I absolutely hated with that is the shower cubicles. There was literally no... You know, like, you have, like, a thing. Like, that plastic thing. There was no plastic thing.
You had cubicles?
We had no cubicles. Like, it was just literally shower cubicles, right? All open. So you could see...
We all shared, like, this huge bathroom.
But
it was, like, one person at a time.
No. It was, like, you went in, and it was just, like, showers.
Wow, you guys really had it rough. Those girls had this lovely, pristine, white bathroom.
Of course you do. And there was no...
It was a huge shower. But also, like, we didn't have a shower curtain.
Okay, that's kind of... You need a shower curtain.
But there was a lock on the door, so we're good.
We had no shower curtain.
The biggest bathroom I've ever been in. It was kind of weird.
There was no shower curtain. And the guys left the door open, so you literally just walked by. Like, oh my god.
You just got flashed by the
bathroom, dude. Stop. I was when you talk. And the guy just went and stood there, because you couldn't actually cover yourself up. Because there's no shower curtain.
This is just prolonged eye contact, like, fuck.
He just looked at me like...
What the fuck are you doing? Like, you kind of stopped.
We made eye contact and he quickly ran to the other side.
Yeah.
I was so petrified. I was just like, did I just see that? Did I actually just see that? And there was like one time the guys, not us, but like your school, what was your school? We just tried.
What did they do?
Run around naked on the second floor.
Why am I not surprised?
I think we were sensible,
that sounds about right.
We opened the door, it just seems people just running up and down like, what the hell?
I am actually not surprised.
And you just like, okay, can you go back in and cover yourself up? Because it's just...
They were literal children. Yeah.
And they're like playing with something with towels. I don't know what they're doing with towels.
I can actually imagine. No, fuck.
I was like really disturbed. And then like, I think this poor guy got a boot on because like, they're just like, he was like, you know, walking to go to his dormitory and the guy came just like grabbed his towel and then left him. And then he ran in.
Wait, was that a guy from my school?
Yeah.
Oh no.
He ran in. They locked the door so he couldn't get in.
Oh no.
And everyone was panicking, like, oh my god, the girls are gonna come downstairs and like just see this guy. And he was like trying to get into the doors and all the doors were like locked and we were kind of laughing, but it's kind of funny.
Yeah, I can imagine.
He finally let him in, it was hilariously funny.
That actually sounds hilarious.
We had. You know those old disabled massive toilets you have?
Yeah.
You have this massive room, this massive like toilet.
Yeah.
This toilet, and it was just this hand sink, and it's just like a massive like room. Like you don't need a room for that size for a flipping toilet seat.
Mm.
Anyway.
Like,
it was
yeah.
It was hilariously funny. And then someone had a ghost experience. Someone literally just screamed. Yeah, it was that. It was like at 1 o'clock at night.
Mm.
And all we could just hear was someone screaming down the corridor. Like you could hear no. it from the I was because there's
Wait,
a lift.
Was it a guy from my school that
was
screaming?
My school.
Oh, it was your
there's
school.
A lift, right? You know there's a lift.
Oh yeah.
Because outside
yeah,
the
lift.
Lift
they didn't tell us about. Yeah,
yeah, we just expected it. Oh, there's a lift there. But he ran through the door and you could just hear him screaming down the like the door, and because we were like right at the, like the staircase,
right at the end, yeah.
And we could just hear this guy screaming, and like we kind of stood up and went, okay,
okay.
And then someone came to our door, like really, like literally, like absolutely panicky.
Yeah.
And he said, "Oh my god, this he's I'm not saying his name, but he saw a ghost. He saw this apparition went through a wall, and like he was like genuinely terrified.
Oh dang!
Like he just like you know like when people like you know that expression is like when people see a ghost. He was like so shook. He was shaking.
Yeah.
And I was like kind of like, okay, now I'm creeped out.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't want to know that now.
Mm.
So he went downstairs. Teacher's kind of like, you know, that oh, it's not a ghost, it's not a ghost. And he wouldn't, and the guy yeah, would not sleep the whole of the night.
No, yeah,
he was up for all of the night.
Mm.
Mind you, weird stuff did happen down there.
Mm.
I mean, people did see stuff.
Mm.
Doors open. And this, it was weird, like, we were sitting in the room, and we could hear the lift going up and down. I was like, who's in the lift at like 12 in the morning?
Yeah.
You could just hear it going up and then going down.
It really kind of pissed me off that they didn't let us know there was a lift. Because we had to lug, us girls, had to lug all our freaking luggage upstairs to our rooms. So we were like a good few floors up.
Yeah, I went up there to like, get my asthma, but that was it. I didn't really, I just saw like a corridor and like this open room. I was like, oh, it looks really nice.
Yeah, it was nice.
We had the board room on the opposite side. Next
we
stops.
Had a room that had a view of the beach.
We didn't.
We did. It was great.
We saw a police car.
Oh.
Because they do patrols.
Oh, yeah.
They
yeah.
came and checked us. We could just see, like, these blue flashing lights. Like, what's going on? Like, oh, it's just a police car. It's fine. It's just a police
it's
car.
It's fine.
But we had this boardroom, and the door was just, like, left open, and it was so creepy because, like, there was, like, a light on. On the first side, it was just the door was open, and when they went downstairs, kind of because they were so spooked at what happened the previous night, they kept like looking at like this boardroom, like go downstairs, making eye contacts. They didn't want something to come through.
Yeah.
My God, it was so scary out in that room. It was hilariously funny. The kids, like the literally like, your primary school kid, the guys were just like.
Yeah. They were a bit nuts.
They were literally nuts. Like, there was some guy singing at, like, midnight. You're like, why are you singing at midnight?
That's, yeah.
And he wasn't even in tune.
To be fair, we were kind of, we were kind of that school.
And he was like, so it was me. There was like, obviously you've got the loo here. You've got like, another room. And I got another two rooms down. You could just hear this guy just like shouting this lyric song. And like some sort of like debt was going on. Like, I'll sing this through the commitments. You could just hear him screaming like a girl. Because I heard him like scream really loud and the teacher came and went, shut up. So he just kept on doing it. You could just hear it. He was like, oh my God, this is going to be interesting night.
Yeah.
We had a couple of nights where it was just like, you know, calm.
Yeah.
And then, like, the guys are just all of a sudden decide to run around the corridor. Like, okay, we're going to run around the corridor. Let's run around the corridor.
Yeah.
But I mind you, that where we in that room, in the actual house, it is so creepy.
It is kind of creepy.
People, like, kind of, like, didn't want, like, because we had the thing where, like, no one wanted to go on their own because, like, this guy saw this thing.
Yeah.
So everybody was, like, going in pairs and carrying a torch. We weren't allowed to turn on the, you know the lights, the corridor lights. We were not allowed to turn them on.
Mm.
So we had to go with a torch. We had to keep going, like going right to the door.
Yeah.
Because you can't. They teach went like not allowed them on. It's like how you meant to go to the loo because people had to go to the loo. So you're in the shower cubicle, and you've got like a toilet. There's like a toilet block now.
Mm.
And people kept going to the shower cubicle because they didn't realise it was a toilet. So the shower cubicle was here, and people went to the shower cubicle. And went, this is not the toilet.
This is not right. This ain't right.
Yeah, because the guy turned on and soaked himself. But like, we had to scream. It was quite funny.
Is this so... Like... So the thing is, we didn't have anything interesting happen on our floor.
Oh, we did. We had some very interesting
We really thoughts. Didn't. And I feel like I kept pissing off my roommates. Because I was that person that didn't sleep. And so I was underneath my cover with a torch on reading a book. And they're like, turn that light off. I'm like, fine.
And then, did you not have any ghosts, anything up there? Like, no. Knocks, bangs, crack?
No.
Oh, we just, everyone downstairs had this really
At least
weird
not that I remember.
Feeling. And then we start telling us ghost stories. And like, why would I have ghost stories at 5 in the morning?
Mm.
And it just creeped everybody else out.
Yeah.
It was so weird.
But yeah.
But this guy was not right afterwards. After he saw what he saw, he was so freaked out.
Yeah.
He literally was like on high alert. Any noise would happen, he would literally jump out of his skin.
Yeah.
It really badly shook him up.
Mm.
But I went past there. We're walking outside as well, and it's all banded, it's all like closed, and it's all boarded
That's
up.
That's really weird because, like, they used to have like a bunch of events. Like, they would do the African Adventure. They used to have a thing with the churches.
You know when people go in all banked buildings, like, they call them, what they call them? Explorers, that's the word.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised explorers haven't been in that.
Well, the thing is, it's not exactly...
But mind you, it was really creepy. Like, it had this really old vibe.
Yeah.
Everything was so old in there.
Yeah.
Like, the doors were old.
And they had, like, a store in there. That was basically all, like...
Old.
Christian stuff.
Yeah.
It was like...
We didn't go upstairs, but we were, like, told to go and, like, stay on our floor. We just stay on our floor, but, like...
Yeah, we did as well.
Because apparently it's like, there's your floor, and there's, like, another floor, apparently.
Yeah, I think there is.
And that's like the last floor, but no one went up to the last floor, did they?
Not really.
It was mostly like you up above us,
mm.
and then we're down here, and then you've got like the thingy. Mm.
But yeah.
I just didn't like it. I mean, like, you have a comfort zone, a bunch of people, you don't even know who the hell they were.
Yep.
Being kids, running around, opening doors, and you're like, okay, what have I just walked into?
Yeah.
But I think, like, that night, a lot of people were kind of... Then after that experience, and other people then started seeing weird ghost stuff. And then it then came a thing down our block, like, people, like, were talking about it. Like, oh, we saw this. And people were, like, really kind of freaked out and panicked and kind of...
I feel like the only time...
Didn't want to go on their own to the loo, so they had to take two people with them.
I feel like the only time the girls ever got panicked about something... was when we were sleeping in the huts, because there was, like, one night you'd sleep in the huts,
Oh, you could hear literally anything, like animals, deer, foxes, anything.
The girls in my thing were freaking out over a gnat.
A gnat? Sorry, but if there's a spider, then I can understand.
They thought it was a mosquito.
No, we don't have mosquitoes in the UK.
No. So, no one got any sleep that night.
I could imagine. A guy went, we were sleeping there. And a guy went, oh my God, a spider just walked over me. And he was like freaking out. I was like, please don't tell me it's a spider. I slept and I was like, I'm panicking now because there's going to be a spider, isn't there? But I didn't like sleeping in the hut. It was so uncomfy. Lewis would have backache. Then we were so glad when we got home.
Yeah.
But like loads of people were like, you know, we had to get up really early.
Yeah.
Like, there's a current bang on the door, and you're like, bloody hell.
I know.
Like, it was like 9 o'clock, and like, at that age, you're like, jeez.
Yeah, and especially with the fact that most people were staying up late.
Oh, yeah, a lot.
So, like, no one was getting any proper sleep.
No, loads of people hadn't, like, what's the word, nausea. No, sleep paralysis, that's the thing.
Yeah.
A lot of people had that. A lot of people were, like, up at night. I think people had their phones with them. Yes, because I remember people saying they wanted access to the Wi-Fi. But at that age, I wasn't really into Wi-Fi.
I don't think I even really had the proper phone at that point.
I didn't have a phone. I had a Tendo, but I didn't have, like, No, I wasn't, like, on the Wi-Fi as such.
No.
But I know people are like, we need the Wi-Fi password.
At that age, I was reading books all the time, so I didn't really care about Wi-Fi.
I mean, I was so paranoid of being, like, locked. Because I have really, really, really bad, what's the word? Claustrophobic, and the shower cubicle was really small.
Yeah.
And I was so, like, claustrophobic. Like, that door has to be open.
Hmm.
My little proprietor standing in the door. I was so claustrophobic because it was like really like it was big but really like small inside.
Mm.
And I was like, this is really claustrophobic. Are you? What do you have to drink? Oh yeah, we ripped a guy's teddy bear. Not me. People in my room stole a teddy bear for him and then ripped it. Which was, like, really sad.
That's so sad.
He was armless.
He was armless.
It was so sad. No. I just stood at the table and just, like, ripped his arm off, like, really dramatically.
That's so sad. Why would they do that?
I don't know.
Why would they do that?
And we just saw his, like, this hand started flying down, like, the end of the room.
Catched
his hand, he just saw his hand going. Why is there a hand flying in the
room? I would have been devastated as well. And then like someone's looking at us.
Where?
Hold a gun now.
Where?
In that house.
Oh, that's fine. Don't say that.
I mean,
And then what else happened is someone had a massive argument over a camera.
Yeah.
You know those cameras where you can't take more pictures? Like,
the disposable cameras.
Yeah, people had an argument.
They were always green.
Everybody had this guy had a massive argument over his camera. Oh, you took so many photos, da, 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 da. And people just like, and it was like, we got loads of people involved. Everybody, I don't know why people get involved. And like, it was one between these two people, and then our like roommates got involved, and then like half of the like the other rooms got involved in his argument, and like it then got sorted out. But it was just like it was going really bad, and because I don't see him in full darkness. I have to have a light on. Mm. So I had this light just turned on. Because I can't see him in full dark.
Mm. No.
But it was...
That was something.
That was something. The
poor
teddy...
That was such a weird thing that happened.
like the teddy bear was like broken.
Yeah.
We had a big room. They had a really small room.
Our room was pretty big.
And the really annoying thing people got so stuff about is that when you go to loot, like, the pump system is literally on the wall.
No.
So when they flush, you hear this massive... and you're like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So you had that, and I couldn't get sleep. I mean, some people had literally just got off of...
Yeah.
Because it was like... Because it vibrates in the wall, because it was, like, in between the wall. And you're like, oh, my God. And people got so annoyed, like, no, I'm going to loot. Because it's going to flip and trip the pump off. And it was really loud.
Mm.
But I was up at night and I was trying to get sleep because my brain was so like overactive at that age. Like,
yeah.
And then like, before that guy had an experience, we then started hearing like, we heard footsteps. We thought I was a teacher and someone ran out and went, oh, it's not a teacher. The door just opened.
Mm.
In the corridor, and I was like, no footsteps, and the sky just screamed. I was like, okay. And then we had like rolling, like someone rolling a ball, and it was really because
I feel like you guys had much more of an experience than we did.
We were so creeped out, like, we're just sitting there going, like, just hearing all these sounds. Like,
I never heard anything like that,
and we knew there was no one downstairs, so we were like, oh my god, this is scary.
We never had anything like that. It was so boring upstairs.
I mean, you had, like, the guys running around with no towels on, just literally just flashing their you-know-what things. You're just like, I don't need to see that in the morning.
Like, guys, please, jeez.
And they ran up to the lady's stairs, right? And one of them dared them to run up the stairs.
Oh, no.
He ran up half upstairs, and apparently a girl kind of saw him or something.
Oh no.
Nothing was a teeth. Someone saw him. And and you could hear, like, there's a bleep bleep person, someone's name, bleep bleep bleep. Yeah. Running around, bleep, bleep, bleep. No.
Absolutely butt naked.
Yeah. And then, like, it didn't stop, because, like, when the police came down and set us down, they then, like, dared more people to it.
Yeah.
So, like, there's, like, the staircase is going right. up and down. People mm-hmm. were just, like...
Yeah.
It was kind of funny. To me, it was kind of hilarious. I mean, the guy...
Yeah,
the
wall, I can yeah. imagine, yeah.
What's that place called?
What? Sizewell?
No, like the house we stayed in.
Sizewell Hall.
I want to Google that when I get home. Yeah. I want to see what happened to it, because I walked past and it's all boarded up.
Mm.
It's all shut.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to go back in there at
no.
all.
No, thank you.
No. I just... It was such a nice house. And then when I heard it was all shut and boarded up, I was like, why?
Mm.
Yeah, because after knowing when we left, they stopped doing it to the other place. The other place didn't take more people on. Really? Or the last people to go in
oh,
there.
Oh, dang.
They stopped it and went to a new location.
Do you think we kind of ruined it for them?
I think the guys did, because... It wasn't... I mean, our group was, like, not doing as much badness. Okay, we were doing, like, I wasn't, but other people were doing, like, horrific things, like destroying teddy bears.
Yeah, just murdering teddy bears.
Murdering teddy bears. Mm. And doing, having arguments with people because they, like, destroyed their cameras, or I destroyed the cameras. But, like, your high school, like, your primary school guys were just, like, doing, like, the most stupidest things. It's like, I've seen it all before now.
Mm.
Right, we're going to end it.
Yeah. It's getting... I don't want you to walk down.
Oh, we've had loads of lags. I can't see.
Yeah, you're flashing on... I can't see. Oh, nice. Look at us. Anyway, we are going to end it.
We have quite a lot of views. I don't
know. We do. Read. You know you're still alive, right?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Normally we do all this stuff after the live, you know?
This is
but
me.
Anyway, we're gonna see
so
you
it's
guys.
Bye from me.
It's bye from me and bye from Monday, and we'll see you guys next week for the next live.
Nah, it gives me a date alert.
Oh boy.
And
oh boy.
Look! Oh wow. Hold I've got two gifts.
Hey, let's see.
And what are they?
Let me look. Hey, you got 5 diamonds. Look at us go.
And we've had views wise.
We've got more views than 98% of live creators are still recording. Let's go. Also, you know you're still recording, right?
Oh, yeah. I totally forgot. I need to kind of get out of flipping TikTok.
Pardon, sorry. That was the.
I need to go into stream. No, not. I mean, what's this word? Hotspot. That's the word. I can't find my data now. Connect. Because if I don't connect, it won't save the recording, it just deletes it.
Yeah.